You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
I feel like there are two types of people in the world. There's people who are like, Rachel, it's 20 past 8. Of course I've eaten breakfast. And people are like, Rachel, it's 20 past 8. I've absolutely not even thought about touching food yet. So there's no in between, you know? It's not. It's either very unreasonable or how very dare you, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Lucinda. How are you?
I'm good. I've eaten. I've always eaten.
Yeah, good. Nice. You're very practical as well.
I am.
Yeah.
Although one morning I did think, hey, what's intermittent fasting about? And I was like, I'll have breakfast at 10. And it was...
Fucked. Awful.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Terribly not the vibe.
Yeah.
It is, it's a Thursday, but we're talking about midweek friend invites. Mm. What are your thoughts around this?
Well, I'm going to dinner with friends tonight, which is, God bless her, because we're both working.
Yeah, nice.
And, you know, we had the classic, oh, what shall I bring? And she was like, oh, you know, anything, if you want to drink something or dessert or something, but like, no pressure. But I always feel pressure because
you gotta bring something.
Exactly.
You can't show up to your mate's house empty handed. She's cooking you dinner.
Exactly. Yes. On a weeknight. And also I pride myself on my, you know, my foodiness.
Exactly.
So, as much as I hate the word foodie.
But I do also appreciate a Thursday night, you don't necessarily, you know, a bottle of wine is the classic.
Exactly.
Don't bring anything, bring something, you
exactly,
know.
Exactly, exactly.
But on a Thursday, you still gotta go to work
potentially
tomorrow.
Not looking for a red wine headache.
No,
exactly. I mean, sometimes that's quite
ancient.
Sometimes that's fun. No, no, I'm with you. I'm old. So I'm always trying to figure out what's the alternative to a bottle of wine. And I feel like there's, you know, dessert's the obvious, but you don't always have time to make something.
Yes.
So
midweek.
I've actually just been sitting on the bus brainstorming.
Love it.
And
Get the notes out.
I'm getting my notes app out. It's double duty because it's talking on the show, but it's also
what am I going to do tonight? Yeah, totally.
So, okay, I have some friends who have been, they've been doing the, you know, strawberries are in season now.
Oh,
so they
yes.
keep bringing me strawberries and cream or strawberries and yogurt. And
yum.
I'm always,
delightful.
They're still like very exciting because it's early in the season.
I think that they never stop being exciting, to be
100%,
honest.
Yeah.
It's just when they get a bit squishy and yuck that it kind of tails off.
I will say they're a little bit anemic at this time of year. So my hot tip is if you want to make it a little bit tastier, just chop them up and macerate them with a little bit of brown sugar.
Ooh.
You could do a little balsamic if you fancy.
Oh, that is fancy. That is
it kind
fancy.
Of, it brings out the strawberryness a little bit.
You just want a little bit, otherwise you suddenly have strawberry like salad, which is not good.
Yeah, don't go crazy.
Yum.
But just letting them sit at room temp with something kind of acidic will help them taste a bit yummier.
Nice.
That sounds good.
I've also been, I'm really obsessed at the moment. Actually, I say at the moment, it's been years. We have this real treasure trove of Middle Eastern and Persian grocery stores around Tāmaki, which I feel not everyone has tapped into.
Oh, yeah.
And so my local one is Caspian Store on Mount Eden Road, which is like as you're heading towards Big King, go past Wild Wheat a little bit further. And it's so good.
And what kind of stuff are you picking up from there? What's the general takeaway?
I mean, savoury-wise, they've got some very good frozen falafels.
Ooh.
Yeah. But if you're picking up a quick dessert, and they are open till about 7, so it's quite handy.
Oh, this is perfect.
I'm obsessed with their fresh dates.
Oh.
The Muzaffati dates that come in the cardboard box are $8, and I reckon they're better than the Majul.
Ooh, hot
bold,
take.
I know.
It's a very hot take.
They are so caramelly and beautiful.
Yum.
And they're really beautifully packed as well, so they feel very
That's
flash.
That
it's like
fun.
Bringing a box of chocolates, but
exactly.
there is a slightly more, you know,
health.
Bouge factor to
exactly.
it than bringing a box of favourites.
Exactly.
Or, you know, the roses now that they don't have the fun wrappers anymore.
Yeah, the roses.
What's the point?
They've
I miss
all got
that.
Bloody popping candy in them now.
I just want
Pardon?
The old mint ones, the squishy mint ones with the
I
twisty papers.
The strawberry cream.
I think they've brought that back, actually.
God, I hope so.
Yeah. Anyway, we digress. when you're eating a date, do you put it with anything? You just eat it on your own like
you
a treat.
Can. So I've been getting really, because I, you know, went to Caspian the other day, I've been eating one every afternoon when I get home with a little bit of almond butter in it.
Oh, yum.
You can also do like, I know a lot of people do the almond butter and then they cover them in chocolate and put them in the freezer.
Oh, great heavens.
I know. And then it's like a healthy little Snickers moment.
Oh, wow. That is flash.
And I know it sounds like one of those things that you do when you're being extremely clean eating. But
it's doing the TikTok and it's like, what I do when I don't want to eat chocolate, but I really
but it's so
want a
good.
Sweet treat.
It genuinely is delicious. And like the caramel flavor of a date, I feel, is just so much richer than, you know, a Snickers caramel.
If you're not a date person, because I do feel like dates for some people sit in the same territory as like raisins or something, where it's like you love them or you hate
prunes.
Them.
Slightly polarizing.
Prunes. Yeah, a bit polarizing.
Yeah.
I personally love a date, but some people don't. What else are you picking up from places like Caspian?
So while I'm shouting out Caspian, I should also shout out, I need to remember the name of it though. I wrote it down in my notes app.
Love the notes app.
Oh yeah, Kandahari Bazaar, which is in Avondale. Near the Hollywood.
Yep.
Shout out to the Hollywood. and they, both places, as well as, you can also get the dates at Avondale Markets on the weekend, but you can get your Turkish Delight.
Mm.
You can either get, you know, like a little, just a little punnet if you only want a couple pieces, or you can get a fancy mixed box.
Yes.
You've also got your Hava, you've got your Baklava.
Yum.
You've got Honeycomb. Ooh. If you want to do a Honeycomb moment, you could grab some beautiful like sheep feta from the fridge as well.
Oh my goodness.
I know, it's a treasure trove.
Wow, this is really unlocking levels of bougie that I wasn't thinking about. I'm like, when you were like strawberries and cream, I was like, yep, that sounds good. And now I'm like, oh my god, this whole world I've been neglecting. Yum.
There's also I feel like I might have talked about this before because it's a big obsession of mine. I love a Swiss roll cake.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And you've got
a bougie, a chocolate roll.
Exactly.
Log.
Exactly. But you've got so many, there are so many Asian bakeries that you can get them at for not super expensive.
Yum.
Often if you've got like a Taiping or a sort of supermarket in the Taiping Yi Kart kind of style, they'll often have a section where they will sell them, and they're not too expensive.
And they're yummy.
Excellent.
I noticed actually that the dairy near the Starbucks on Simon Street, they've got a giant selection.
Oh, there you go. Then you're sorted.
Fort Convenience, hello.
How convenient is that?
Isn't it just?
Fort Convenience really got me through when I was in my very first year of uni. So it's like a massive brain throwback to be like, oh yeah, Fort Convenience.
Fort Convenience. It's convenient.
Nice. It is convenient. And they've got Swiss roll cakes.
There's also, I really want to try out, it's not even that new, but I'm just not often in the centre city these days. There's Wheat's Bakery that's opened on Lawn Street.
Ooh.
And their selection looks incredible.
So we're going for things you can pick up. Don't neglect your local shops. They probably have sweet treats you hadn't even thought about.
100%.
Go for something maybe outside your comfort zone.
Yeah, go a little specialty. And it's not too expensive.
Exactly. I have to say, on the last day that I was on my holiday in Melbourne, I've just been on holiday, guys. you know when you've got your coins left over and you can't like change your coins back.
No.
So you just have to use them up. Mm-hmm. And me and my brother just walked around buying lots of different baklava and then just trying them all. And it was such a nice use of coins and such a lot of baklava that I ate on my last day of holiday.
That's
it was very
perfect.
Nice. Very nice way to end the holiday.
I did love in Nam how there were all these sort of Italian groceries and whatnot, and you could get your pastizzi and your cannoli, and it was...
It was a good vibe.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
it was a good vibe. I wish we had a bit more of that.
Never say no to a cannoli, that's for sure. Thank you very much for bringing us some midweek inspiration for things to bring around to your mate's house.
You're so welcome.
I hope. What are you going to take tonight? Do you reckon the dates is a vibe?
I'm like, shall I send this to my friend and be like, listen in, take your pick.
You choose.
I'm leaning towards the dates though, because now I really want one.
I think the dates sound like a good plan, I reckon. Grizzy suggested you could do it with a bit of feta cheese, and the dates is
gorgeous.
A nice combo. So
salty sweet.
Yeah, that's like a cheese board vibe. Love
yep.
it.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Lucinda. We will see you next week.
Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.